well, that's the plan now. You know, the competition for places in the Tyrone squad is you know, it's very tough to get into it. But you know, you have to aspire to that, and you know, the McKenna Cup's a great competition for that, for the lads that haven't really played as much, for the lads that are new in, and also for the experienced players, because you know, Mickey sort of has a philosophy that you go out to win every game and every competition you're a part of, and particularly with the league starting a bit earlier, the McKenna Cup is the perfect opportunity to do that, and I know that the boys will certainly be looking forward to it. From my own point of view, we're playing, I think, the weekend of the 20th or 21st of January, so speaking to Mickey, I'm hoping to try and get a few games in the McKenna Cup and just try and get a balance between the Moy and Tyrone, and as I say, hopefully push on from there.
Mickey Hart attends a lot of club games. He's been at most of the Moy games, if not all of them. You know, he's bound to have been taking note of what's been going on there and what you've been doing for them.
Well, listen, as I say, you know, there's a serious competition in the team, and all you can do is put the head down and work, and you know, you get a chance, and you just have to hope that when your time comes, you take your chance, and that's really what it's all about in the McKenna Cup, and trying to sort of prove a point to the manager and stake your claim for the year ahead.
Stevie O'Neill in as forwards coach now this year. It's going to be great for the forwards to learn off one of the masters of the game.
Yeah, listen, it can only be a great thing. I mean, as you say, he was one of the best forwards of all time in Gaelic football. And, you know, I'm sure the boys are really looking forward to learning what they can from him. And as you say, it'd be good to get an insight into his views and forward play and trying to learn from that. And hopefully that will improve us this year.
Is it important that Tyrone maybe get a wee bit of a shift in emphasis and be more offensive in their style of play? And maybe Stephen O'Neill coming in is not just a small sign, but a big sign that will happen.
Well, listen, I suppose you have to, and nowadays you have to be defensively solid, and I think, you know, all year last year, if you look at the Ulster Championship, you know, the forward play was very good as well, and just probably, you know, obviously came up short against Dublin for a variety of reasons, and look, we'll work to try and rectify that this year, and I'm sure, as you say, Stevie will help with that as well.
How do you enjoy your sort of first taste of county football then last year?
It was great. You know, you always you grow up and you dream to play for Tyrone, and it was great to be part of the squad last year, and very disappointing and obviously the way it ended last year, and coming back into the club scene is kind of, it's a good way to move on, and with the Moy, thankfully we've got a really good run, and hopefully we're not finished yet as well. So listen, 2017 has been a great year, and hopefully can build from that, and you know, try and feature a wee bit more for Tyrone next year as well.
Yeah, has been much talk about next year, and you mentioned the Dublin match and stuff. Have you had many conversations about what you would like to do differently? You know,
well, I suppose that'll be the case for when we meet up now in a few weeks collectively. That I suppose that'll be the plan, and as the year goes on, I suppose we'll work on, you know, obviously you have different areas you'd like to improve on. Every team can improve, and I'm sure each player personally, you'll have goals and targets, and as a team you have goals and targets, and that really starts in the McKenna Cup. And you know, you want to hit the ground running and improve yourself personally, and ultimately we want to get better as a team as the year goes on as well.
You're getting another chance to play with Colly Cavanagh there, who just seems to be getting better every year, and you're obviously known very, very well, and it must be, I know Sean stepped aside obviously after last year, but it must be brilliant to play alongside Colm at that level, having played with him at club too.
Yeah, listen, you know, Colm's pivotal for the Moy for a number of years, and he has been for Tyrone as well, and he's one of these guys that sort of leads by example. He probably isn't the biggest talker in the world, you know, in the change rooms, but when he goes out and play, you certainly look up to him, because he throws himself into every tackle. You know, he's excellent in the air, and he's a real leader in the field. And listen, that's the kind of boys you want in your team. And if you're getting into a battle, or you're getting into a real war, a real tight game, it's the Colm Cavanaghs you want on your side.
Yeah.
And the Moy's preparations will be ongoing right through January. Are they okay with you getting a few games with Tyrone in the McKenna Cup?
Yeah, listen, I'll get discussing that with Gavin and with Mickey as well, and we'll try and work out some sort of schedule where, as you say, the Moy has to be the main priority at the minute, Francie, and you know, there's not that big of a window of training really, probably talking 6 weeks from now, so we'll try and get a balance and try and do a wee bit with Tyrone and with the Moy and push on from there.